you for your love for us. We serve a God who loves us so much that he gave his Son, the God of this universe, the Almighty God, gave us his Son. He loved us that much. Created us in his image and in his likeness for the purpose of putting his Spirit within us, that we would live with him. And in our sin, he gave us his Son. He didn't cast us away. He didn't say, "You're out of here." He said, "I love you. I love you, my children, so much that I'm going to give my very best to restore you, to bring you back. Even though we've turned, even though we turned away from the Lord, he said, I'm going to send you my Son. When you didn't love me, I loved you." Lord, we thank you for this extravagant love. A love that the world doesn't understand. But it's being revealed first through Jesus and now through us, through each one of us, that we get to display the love of Jesus. It's why his command is love one another. Reveal the Father's heart. Show the Father to the world through love. Lord, I thank you that you're teaching us as followers of Jesus that in being lovers of you, in loving you, seeing what's on your heart, I feel like it's that mirror as we look to Christ, as we look to him. We go, "Jesus, we love you." He turns around and he says, "Then love my people. Feed my sheep. If you love me, love my creation. Love the ones I've made in my image and in my likeness. Don't turn from them. Don't speak against them. Love them. Love them with my love." He says, "Just as I have loved you, so love them." Lord, I thank you that as we gaze upon your beauty, as we go, "God, you've loved us so much," that we would be able to reveal that same love. That scripture in 1 John is just, says this, says, "How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us that we would be called children of God." And that is what we are. But just a little while after that, it says, "And this is his command, to believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he has commanded us." That same love that he lavishes on us, that we would take that love and lavish it on others. Teach us your ways. Teach us your ways. Teach us to love. As you have loved us, teach us to love. But I pray that you would reveal that love to us in a greater way. John 15 talks about it. It says, "If you love me, obey my commands." And then he says, "And this is my command. Love one another. If you love me, you'll capture my heart, and my heart is for my people. My heart is for those around you, that you would love them with the same love that he has loved us. An extravagant love that goes beyond anything, that offense wouldn't get in the way, bitterness wouldn't get in the way, unforgiveness wouldn't get in the way. No matter what someone has done to us, that we would love them back with the same love that the Father has loved them. That when we look at someone, whether it's a friend or foe, that we look at them through the eyes of Jesus. In the eyes of Jesus, he says, I laid my life down for that one. And I laid my life down for that one. He didn't pick and choose and say, well, not that one. He laid his life down for each and every person. And then he says, now love them the same way I loved them. So Lord, I ask that as we are lovers of you, that we would love the way that you have loved us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit that leads us, strengthens us, fills us with the love of the Father. We call upon your name tonight. We call upon the name of Jesus tonight. It says that all who call upon my name will be saved. Huh. I want to just read this other. As we were singing, this started just kind of ringing in my head. This Romans 10 says this. Anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And then he doesn't stop there. He says, so how then will they call on the one that they have not believed in? How will they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? And then it says, I just saw this as we were saying, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. He responds and he goes, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. He looks back at his bride and he says, you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Lord, I thank you that we are those that carry the good news of Jesus, that we love because you first loved us, that every person we see, we say they get to receive that same love because Christ died for them. Oh, that we would love the body of Christ. When we say we love Jesus, his body is his people. We are the body of Christ. So as we love Jesus, we must love those, the believers, the future believers, the ones who are going to receive Jesus, because we're going to tell them about the gospel. I'm going to tell them about the love of Jesus and what he's done for them. So Lord, I ask you for just that same longing that you have for your bride, that same love that you have for us, that same longing that you have to dwell in us, that you pour your love into each one of us, that, Lord, that we would carry that longing, that we would carry the very longing of the Father to say we will carry that love to those around us. As love carriers, bearers of truth, ministers of reconciliation, ambassadors of Christ. Oh, that we hold out your truth, your love. Lord, may we be lovers of the bride as we are lovers of you. Teach us to love. We bless you. Attention. Just gonna pray. Just gonna feel like there's an ask today. Ask, seek, knock, and he will respond.
We were singing earlier, how great is our God? How great is our God? And the word awe came flying across my brain. And then I was looking and looking in Psalm 4:4. There's some thoughts about that. And it says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. And then the thought that was written for that day regarding Psalm 4:4. One way to overcome the temptation to live in sin and yield to the flesh is to take time to stand in awe of God and be still. You are not alone. Satan is as much a distractor as he is a deceiver. He will continue to distract you from an awareness of the awe of the God of the universe, the creator of all things, the provider of your salvation. To keep a heart warm toward God, follow the instructions of today's verse by standing in awe of God, sin not, and commune with your own heart on your bed by meditating on the greatness of God.
Singing, we lift up a sacrifice of praise. I was thinking that there's no other place I would rather be than in the presence of Christ singing his praises. It just didn't seem like a sacrifice. It seemed like a present blessing. It seemed like I prefer it. There's no other thing I would rather be doing right now. No other place I would rather be than communing with Jesus and declaring his praises. I praise you, Lord, for this opportunity to love one another, to love you, and to sing and to testify about your praises. I pray, Lord, that more and more people will be able to come together to sing your praises, to come together to worship you, to know you intimately, and to just exude your joy, your love, your life to other people. I thank you for every opportunity that we have to bless people, to minister to them materially, as well as with the gifts of the Spirit. And I pray that your gifts of your Spirit, Lord, will manifest in more and more people, so that people can stand in awe of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, our living God.
Jesus goes to raise Lazarus from the dead. I've just so been meditating and digging into the Word from an encounter I had the day before on Christmas Eve. It's really about the position of our heart. As I had this vision of many, many intercessors, the bride of Christ, the leaders of ministries, the pastors, all face down, then seeing set on fire, literally on fire, hearts burning at your feet, Lord. Reading the story of Martha and Mary. We all know the story, but they both asked Jesus in the exact same words. I find it interesting that Mary stayed at home while Martha went to meet Jesus. Martha was the first to reach him. Martha said to Jesus this, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Martha was standing on both feet. It's about a spiritual posture. It's about the posture of our heart. It's about the position of our heart. It's about the humility of our heart. It's about the place where those words came from. If you had only been here. But then it says this about Mary. She fell at his feet. Position. And then she said this, the same exact words that Martha spoke to Jesus. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus, though, saw her weeping, a heart moved with compassion in Jesus, and Jesus started to weep. Lord, I thank you when the position of our heart spiritually is laid down, Lord, at your feet. Not only spiritually, Lord, laid down at your feet, but in this case, physically, as Mary was falling at the feet of you, Jesus, everything changes. Even when the heart of Jesus, you, Jesus, when you were moved to compassion, amazing things happen. I just thank you, Lord, that your heart is moved, Lord. Wow. I like what Mike said some time ago. He was talking about praying and fasting. Praying moves the heart of Jesus, and the heart of heaven and the heart of God. But fasting actually moves ours. There's something that happens when our heart is moved, whether that's through fasting or whatever it is, but that takes our position low to sit at the feet of Jesus. I find it ironic. In chapter 12, one chapter later, after Lazarus is raised from the dead, they invite him back to Bethany. He walks into the house, and instantly Mary's feet, Mary's posture or her heart position, falls at the feet of Jesus, pouring out the perfume, washing his feet with her hair. Martha still standing, and once again, it's the position, not just physically, but the position of our heart, spiritually. So Lord, I thank you right now that we just approach you, not just tonight, but every day, every morning, where your cup of mercy is new, where your cup of grace is new, every single day. We approach you with the same heart that Mary approached Jesus with, positioned well. positioned well in worship and in awe and in thankfulness and gratefulness for who you are, Jesus. Thank you.
Psalm 46, it says some simple words, hard to do sometimes. Be still and know that I am God. Father, we have so much you've called us to do. We need to go out and do the gospel instead of just hear it only, instead of just believe it only. Go out and do it. We're called to works of service. We need to go out. We need to be your feet. We need to be your hands. We need to be your voice. We do need to love, Lord God, like Pastor said. But Father, there are times before we go out and do, we just need to be still. God, help us. We are so busy. We have so many plans. We have so much going on, Lord. Much of that you've called us to be sure. Holy God, Holy Spirit, you are a teacher. Holy Spirit, you are a helper. Help us be still. Be still. And when we are still, we can know that you are God. The I am is all we need. Fear melts in the face of the I am. Doubt melts in the face of I am. Questions melt in the face of I am. All of our lack, all of the things we cannot do, all of the things we do not have will melt in the face of the I am. You are I am. Help us be still and know this, Lord. We believe, Lord. Help us with our unbelief. If we will only be still, and then when we know who you are,
speak to that for a second. So good, because sometimes we hear the word of the Lord and then we go and try to accomplish things on our own. And we're never meant to accomplish anything on our own. We're meant to accomplish everything through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not by our power, it's not by our might, it's by the Spirit, says the Lord. When Jesus said, I'm going to send you out, you're going to go into Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, he said, now go and wait until the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So Lord, I thank you. Sometimes we get a little antsy and we go in our own power, in our own strength, in our own might. Jesus says, go and feed the 5,000, and they're like, we can't, there's no possible way. He goes, exactly, now you're going to do it my way. Now you're going to hand, instead of feeding the people, what does he do? He says, give me the very things that you would feed the people with. Give me the loaves and the fishes so that I can do the miraculous with the very things that you have to feed the 5,000. Lord, I thank you that there is a mindset that is shifting in your church. There is so much to do, but it has to come through you. It has to come by your Spirit, because it is your power that moves. It is your miraculous that moves. Everything that you call us to do is to be done in the miraculous. We see it in the Old Covenant, the New Covenant. Moses was called to bring the Israelites out. He couldn't do that in his own strength. He couldn't sustain them in his own way. He needed the water that came from the rock. He needed the manna from God. It was the only way that he could sustain that the Israelites could be sustained. When Joshua was called to bring the Israelites across into the promised land, he couldn't fight one of those battles by himself. They would have lost all 31 battles. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, listening to his voice, walking in his ways, they defeated every army. They won every battle. Lord, teach us it's not in our own strength. Those that wait upon the Lord, he renews their strength. They mount up with wings like eagles. They run and they're not weary. They walk and they're not faint. Lord, teach us to do this your way and not our way. Teach us to love with your love and not our love. With your strength and not our strength. With your understanding, in your ways. Teach us your ways. Help us to walk by your Spirit, live by your Spirit, move by your Spirit. Not in our own strength. Awaken our minds in this time to what you're speaking. And when you call us to something, may we realize that you equip us with everything that we need, that everything you call us to is beyond our own abilities, beyond our own strength. You call us into the deep. And then you say, I'll go with you. You'll walk on the water. You'll walk on the waves. I'll give you all that you need. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Give us that understanding. Holy Spirit, teach us. You're the teacher. You reveal all truth. Jesus.
Last week I shared a scripture, but I didn't get it accurate, so please forgive me. And then Pastor Mike shared it on Sunday, so it's the full scripture, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel has said, in repentance and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you are not willing. So God, I first just want to pray and just ask for forgiveness that we've not been willing. God, and we have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, God. Forgive us, God. And Lord, we say we're willing. We say we're now willing, God. Give us the gift of conviction that leads to repentance. Bring that conviction upon our hearts, God. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, God. Purify our hearts to serve you in truth. A pure heart, that's what we long for. Bring finer's fire, bring the fuller's soap, God. Wash us and cleanse us. Have mercy upon us, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. In repentance and rest. So the rest, yeah, God, help us to know when to rest. Need to know when to rest, God, as we are in a battle. In quietness and trust, help us to quiet our hearts and just sit before you at times, God. In quietness and trust. Yes, Lord, trust is your strength. We thank you, Father. God, I want to pray into situations tonight. There's a lot of things in my heart. I'm just going to go quick, though. But God, we bring before you Colorado. Capital, we bring before you. Our governor, we bring before you. God, our schools and our colleges, our universities, God, we bring before you the precious Venezuelan people and the many others who are in Denver tonight. God, would you give them manna from heaven? Would you feed them? Would you help them? We send your Spirit to help them, to deliver them, to comfort them, God, to be with them, to make them warm. Draw them close to you. Show them how much you love them. The love of the Father. The love of the Father, God. Water the seeds that were sown, God, on Sunday. The seeds, the love from those here at the Rock. The coats, the boots, the shoes, whatever was given, God. Blankets, God. Help them to know that we love them. God, we pray for the hostages tonight. Pray pray we cannot forget Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You tell us, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So we speak and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem tonight at the Rock, and we say, Shalom Aleichem, Yerushalayim, peace be to your streets, peace be to your borders, peace be to your people, salvation come to your people, salvation. Prepare their hearts, God, show them Yeshua, the one whom they have pierced. Remove their stiff-neckedness, God. Remove their sins. Have mercy upon them, God. Your firstborn, your chosen, your beloved, God. Our older brother, God. Have mercy. We cry out for mercy. Mercy. We remember the hostages tonight. We humbly bring them before you tonight, God. And we cry out for mercy, God. That you'd help them. You'd comfort them. You'd deliver them. You'd save them, God. You bring them back home, God. You bring them home, God, alive. Miracles, miracles, and miracles, and miracles, God. We believe you're able. You have not forgotten them. We have not forgotten them tonight, God, at the Rock. We beseech you. We humble ourselves before you, God. We cry out for them, God. Bring them back, God, for the IDF soldiers, God, for Netanyahu and the War Council, those who are helping him, God. Help them to know that some that represent our country might not stand with them, but we stand with them. We stand with Israel. We declare, we decree here at the Rock, here in Colorado, the bride of Christ here, right here in this place. We stand with Israel. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to stand with Israel. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you're raising up. You're raising up the people. You're raising them up, God. You're raising them up and helping them, all of those in Denver. You're raising them up and helping them and delivering them. Thank you, Father. You're giving us creative ideas to serve them, to help them. Help us all to do our part. Show us what to do, God. Thank you, Father. We say yes. We say yes and amen. It's a sacrifice. Teach us sacrifice, just as Jesus sacrificed. Show us what sacrifice is, God. We don't know it. We don't know it here in America like we need to. I know I don't. I want it, God. Help me, God. Help me to know sacrifice. Because you're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you rise and thunder.
Position of rest.
Yes.
Of knowing that every promise that and everything that you said, it's yes, and we just add our amen.
Yes.
And we take that position of a servant that will intercede and will pray.
Yes.
Jesus, would you give us the things that are on your heart? Father, the things that are on your heart. Holy Spirit, help us. That we'll stay here on our knees until we see change. I forget who says it, but it's the summary of the quote is that prayer is the important work. And someone can correct me if they know the quote, but it's like we don't want to bypass prayer because it is the important work. So Father, would you help us, give us a revelation of the intercession that is happening around your throne, Lord, that there are so many things that can overwhelm us in this moment.
Yeah.
But Father, we just take that position that the battle is fought on our knees. We'll keep crying out and we'll keep pulling down the yes. We'll keep pulling down the amen, Lord, until we see it manifest as it is in heaven. That's our prayer, Lord. So we need strategies, Lord. We need wisdom, Holy Spirit. Would you give us wisdom and revelation?
Yes.
We will have the courage to come near him. He will give us whatever we ask. Because we obey him and do what pleases him, God wants us to have faith in his son, Jesus Christ, and to love each other. This is also what Jesus taught us to do. If we obey God's commandments, we will stay one in our hearts with him, and he will stay one with us. The spirit he has given us is proof that we are one with him. So I've just been reading John lately, and it's about abiding in him, doing what he asks through the Holy Spirit, teaching others who might not know him the way that we do. I want to pray for everyone here in this room that you continue to seek him, seek his face, seek his grace, seek the love that he has for you. He cares about us all, and he will always be there. Even when you're lost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So early this morning, I got busy with work. And in this fast, I've been fasting distractions. I got busy with work this morning. And on this fast, one of the things I've been fasting is distractions. And I got busy doing, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. Oh, God, give me 1 minute, I got to do this thing. And about the third thing in, I realized, what am I doing? Father, you are the most important thing to my day. Forgive me, Father, for putting you second or third or fourth. So I went down, started praising him and reading the Bible and just worshiping. And at one moment, I just had this thought of Mary breaking out in tears because she knew whose feet she was sitting at and how much she had been forgiven of. And I started to think how many times I've prostituted myself out in other things in this life, not seeking after the Lord. And if we could only get a grasp of whose feet we are at, if we spend time with him, we'll break out in tears and pour out everything for him. So Lord, forgive us for putting you second, Lord. Forgive us for prostituting ourselves with the world and every other thing, Lord, that is not of you, even good things, Lord. Father God, let us worship you rightly, put you first, and let us share that love and draw on those, Lord, that don't know you. Father God, forgive us for not worshiping you first, Lord. Let us realize whose feet we are at, and let us pour out everything. In Jesus' name.
What you need to know, says God. I have fully equipped you to conquer over your enemies by my power, says God. So come into my presence, and I will equip you, and I will send you, and I will give you your marching orders, says God. But you need to hear from me, your commander. You will be successful when you listen to me and you obey me and you do what I tell you to do. You will accomplish my will, says God.
Just to back that up with a scripture, we were in this the other day. 2 Timothy 2:3 says this. It says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus, for no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer.
Amen.
We were talking to the staff about this on Tuesday. We're just kind of in a circle here praying and talking. Think about this. As a soldier, you cannot get involved in civilian affairs. You can't look at all the other things that are going on in the world. You are on one task, and it's the task that the commanding officer gives you. And you don't go, well, let me go do these other 4 or 5 things first. I got a couple things I need to do. No, you're in a battalion. You're in a part of an army. And it's when the commanding officer says, hey, this is where we're going. This is what we're doing. Guess what? Everybody goes and does exactly that. And there is complete alignment, and there is immediate obedience into that thing, because if someone's out of obedience, if someone's not paying attention, it could cost them their lives. Jesus, I thank you that as you are the commanding officer, Lord, as we hear your voice and we walk in your ways, Lord, it saves lives. But when we're not paying attention, when we're not listening to the commanding officer, it can actually affect lives. So, Lord, may we be those that do not get caught up in civilian affairs. Maybe Can you imagine you're in the military and you don't hear your commanding officer speak the task that's at hand? Everybody else knows what to do, and you're off in left field trying to like figure it out. We need to hear your voice so that we know how to walk in your ways. Lord, I thank you that you teach us to hear your voice. As we wait upon you, as we abide in you, Lord, we walk according to the plans and the purposes that you have, listening to our commanding officer and not getting caught up in the things of this world, the civilian affairs. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Strategies. That's a real calling over this house, that the Lord would give strategies that would shift the culture and would change culture by the Lord breaking in and by sending his presence. So Lord, we say, would you increase that in this house? Lord, would you give us the word in season? Just as we were singing that, I was just hearing that phrase, the word in season for him who is weary. Lord, we ask you for the word in season. We ask you for the timely and effective counsel. And God, I pray that you would make us moldable and make us flexible. Lord, and we pray that you would increase this in this house. We even feel like we're called to build what we affectionately say, an apostolic worship and prayer center. But we know that it's unto people seeking God for strategies from heaven, apostolic strategies from heaven. So Lord, we just ask for that you would increase that now. And I pray for revelation through your word, revelation through the Spirit, through dreams, and through visions. And I just want to say, we are all a part of this. This is not just the leadership of this house. The Lord wants to speak to the body of Christ. He wants the 12-year-old to get the dream that brings them into the team, the platoon. He wants old and young. He wants all of us to be seeking God. So Lord, we pray that you would, even in this fast, that you would stir an urgency in Jesus' name. That you would stir an urgency, that we would not be passive about seeking first the kingdom of God, but we would be very active. Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? And Lord, and then when we hear, we wouldn't go off as lone rangers, but we would be those who submit to one another in brotherly love and brotherly affection, saying, Lord, how do you want to accomplish this together? So we ask you for that, those strategies from heaven, but we also ask for the unity of the brethren in Jesus' name, and that we would do this together in the name of Jesus. Amen. John, would you just want to close this meeting in prayer?
I'd like to just echo that verse. Has been like a life verse to me. The Lord has given us the tongue of the learned that we could sustain the one who is weary with the word, that he wakens us. How does that happen? He wakens us morning by morning. He teaches our ears to obey. So Lord, we thank you that even as we go, Lord, that you, as we press into you, that you'll give us your heart for one another, for the family, for your purposes with the rock, for your purposes in all the lives in the sphere of influence that every one of us have. Lord, we pray that you'd expand our territory and that influence. Lord, that you would be glorified, that you would be magnified. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, and we praise you, and we love you, and you are beautiful. And every one of us are beautiful. So, Lord, thank you for the family. Thank you for what you're doing, that you're doing a good work. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. So thank you, Lord, for what you're building. And relationships in this room, and relationships with the Rock, and relationships with the other churches, Lord, we thank you that it's good and pleasing to you. I think of Psalm 133. This is where the commanded blessing is. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless you, and we praise you. In Yeshua's name, amen.